Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle for taking you through, and she's back tomorrow, man. She's back tomorrow. And then, of course, we are actually on a Sunday live program. It's a Sunday live program, and I trust that you will take it just as that. Playing some old songs, man, that can really wake up the mind, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, and make you to actually become that kind of person who says, yes, I need to wake up. And of course, this is how we start. Yeah, man. This is how it goes. Harold Melvin at the Blue Notes in the background there. Wake up, everybody. It's time to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Most High and do all the things that He wants us to do. Preach well, reach out well, serve well, love well, all diligently.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hey! Teach the children, teach them the new way of the Elohim. For they are the ones who are going to face the future. You preachers, preach the word that is true. You politicians, start to speak that is true. You business people, stop cheating. Wow! What a rebuke. Wonderful song there. In the lead there is Teddy Pendergrass. And you know, that song is by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know, Harold Melvin, this was one of the greatest of all composers of that time, man. Just like Leon Huff and Eric Campbell, who without them, we wouldn't have known the OJs. And speaking of them, I'm going to play their song, Prayer. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour 7, Sunday Live, it is...
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonyagago theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agera moyeng.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. My name is Ray Lehodi. Not Leho. Lehodi, like H. Hey, yes. Hey. Lehodi. Someone says, are you Ray Legodi? Not okay. Legodi. Imagine that. Otherwise, you can call me Sipho Masina. And we trust the Father is just doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I have Sipho Polos, the guy who's busy giggling in the background there. The guy who's busy, long shaka kakulu loyo. Sipho Polos Khatebe. Mfoka Baba, sawubona.
I was being a little fundis. Mfoka Lei, one holdi. Sapila Gosa.
Hi, Sapila Smuzeku.
I love the way you introduce it yourself, man. Thank you very much. God bless you. Speaking of the Lemaka and such a German Dominic, speaking of the Babu Mota, a commending God. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we also have Jabalan Dominic, my friend, all the way in Nelspruit, Mbombela, Sawana Putwami.
Yeah, we're able to Mbombela. Mbombela, Uncle Chris Tunida, my friend. Let me greet you in the wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And also greet Indotas Estenela.
Yeah.
Great to see you, mfundisi umotha nabaleleli bonke ngegama lika Jesu Christu
mabona usiphehle kangakwazi esitanere kuyashisa yabanda le ndawo leya esitanere kuyashisa baku 24 degrees. Can you believe it? Winter is going out.
Yeah,
24 degrees. Yeah, mna. Yeah, baba futhi mele namhlanje abantu abaningi bahamba ngeimbambo. Kumnandi kunje aya bayajakadula. Hey. Ayi wena. Yeah. Let us welcome also umfundisi umxo. Pastor Motha is on the line. Greetings to you, my friend. Welcome.
Hey, my Ahi. Greetings to you, my brother. Ngiyabingelela kumfundisi uSipho, nakumfundisi uJabulani, nabalalele emakhaya in the powerful name of Yahushua Mashiach. My brother, I believe you are doing well.
Ah, the Father is good.
I can hear it from your voice. Umfundisi Lihudi.
Hey, nakhoke. 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 Ngiyasukelwa.
I love you, my brother. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you, Mfundisi Motha. And welcome to the show, sir. We really appreciate you. Hey?
Thank you so much, my brother. Indeed, it is an honor. We thank the Father that we are here once again today to learn together and to take this journey together, my brother.
Absolutely. We are learning together. That is what is important, to learn together. Not others learning and others basking as if they are the learned. We are all learning together. If there's anything about the word that I have known, there is no time where I had taught as someone who knows, but I teach as someone who learns. And the rest of the people I have been with in many instances and times, they have been teaching as people who are learning at all times. Today, we are talking about self-will. We are touching self-will as to what it is even all about. Many people equate this with obstinacy, a form of stubbornness, an indifferent hearer. They speak of such, or those who refuse the call of the divine as self-willed, those who oppose the call and the purpose of the divine Father upon their lives. Now, this is also equated to rebellion in a way, in that there is a defiance towards the authority of the Father. One who is full of self-will is also equated to being stubborn, a form of stubbornness, perverseness, disobedience that is spoken of. And of course, you know, much of the times as believers, we tend to be fighting between our will and the will of the Elohim. We want to put the Elohim in our will because of the misinterpretation of scripture that says, put the Father in your plans, negating the scripture that says, many are the schemes of men, but it is the purpose of the Father that prevails. Many people overlook that much of the time in order to equate that which agrees to them. And self-will is also an opposite of unselfishness. Self-will is the opposite of unselfishness, which is self-denial in a way. And the word says quite a lot of things here. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 43. It says, so I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Elohim, and presumptuously, check it out, went up into the mountain, presumptuously, which means according to your own will. You started to go up onto the mountain according to your own will. And this aspect of self-will, we find it even amongst ourselves. uNkulunkulu athi ngidumiseni kanje mara nijwayele ukwenza inkonzo yeingoma eziyi-3 ezifast bese kuza umuntu athi manje sesizomworshipa nenze ezinye ezislow eziyi-3. Kulezi bayagida, kulezi bayakhala. Then from there, bese bathi manje sesizomema umoya oyingcwele. Hawu, ube yephi? UDavid akathi, behold, wherever I hide myself, you are there. When I prepare my bed in the depth of Sheol, behold, you are there. Sesizomema manje. Lo muntu oshaya ama drums ayashaya kubonakala ukuthi sekamenyiwe umoya kaNkuluNkulu. Lo muntu oshaya i keyboardist naye kubonakala ukuthi ufikile umoya kaNkuluNkulu. How? And the father that time wanted something different with us. Self-will to run these ministries that we are in the manner that we want, or in our own constitutions that we have developed so that these things can continue to become family businesses. Uke wabona uma ukhonza enkonzweni la uNkulunkulu sekaqala kakusebenzisa kakhulu, makacela kusebenzisa kakhulu uze wathi ubishop is not happy about you. Awazi ukuthi sengozini ke manje. Sipho. The bishop is not happy about you, man. So thola ama invitation manje so you ma America. Ha, Sipho. Hey madodana, Sipho nanga sekakhi double story. Hey ubishop yabheka, hey ubishop usahlala endlini le ayipower kwabakhe. Le bayilwelayo bathi kusekhaya la. Bathini? Bathi kusekhaya la bese bakuzela namanye ama lawyer so. Hey madoda uthi hayi hayi uyabona sifuna abantu abazenza ngendlela efunwa yithi la inkonzweni, hayi le ndlela le ebazenzela basho indlela kaNkuluNkulu, which means they say we want people who are full of self will, in other words who submit to our will and not the will of the divine. Sometimes the father would say to you, and listen to this, look man, I went to school with Tsepo and I remember we were talking and then we said, look man, we must become lawyers, you know, we must become lawyers. And I remember one time asking my father and he was smiling and he said something to me that made me to change direction. I said, Mara Baba, yes, you don't seem like a person who cares about what I'm studying, because really my father wasn't paying attention. And I understand why. I mean, you know, we were not staying together. We were not together. I understand. But he said something to me. He was fixing a BMW 3 liter S. He was fixing it. And then he put his spanner back and then he looked at me. And he said, how? Ngiyazi ukuthi uzoba yini. And I said, ngizoba yini, Baba. And then he said to me, uzoba umajiana. Do you know what is a majiana, Mar? A majiana is a person who talks lies. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to lie for people. That is what he was saying to me. How and uzoba umajiana. Hey, time, Mama Tat. Hey, he was convinced that, look, man, uzoba umajiana.
He was a prophet.
Yeah. Hey, Mama Matat. What are you? We are one. And then yangihlaba lento le kakhulu ukuthi hawo kusho ukuthi baba makangibhekile, so this guy is going to build his future in defending criminals, uyabona ne. Umajiana is a criminal lawyer, uyabona, he is going to defend ama criminals and all those things. You know, and then the father said something to me. I remember I was recruited and I was sitting at the SAPC. This guy, Batukina Shirinde, he came next to me. Wahlala because he desk like being up, he could be killing up in our department. And then he says, "Eish, hey, Murudi, you know, the father is calling you. He's going to take you away from here." Yo, bunga tinga mshangem bama. Yes, hey, daughter. How won gutim funu? Lento le yinte bengi fundela songe le skatlis. To be a TV producer when ngitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzongisusa. I was full of self-will. And I wanted to be a producer in my own terms. You know. And he says, no, uNkulunkulu to you will be a teacher. you will teach many people Muruti. And I mean, I wasn't pastoring, and this guy already was calling me Muruti. I wish Kina was listening, you know. And then that's how our friendship almost ended, no Kina. Yenu la pe TV mina ya producer mina ungitshela ukuthi mina ngizosuka la abantu engihlala nabo around me ema deskini lapha na bakhuluma by the time umuntu athi una 25 uzabe ana 2 million beyiningi leso skathi sipho uzaba na 2 million hey mona uyabona bese ngakwazi ngisho nokuyimagine mina bekunoyimagine imoto eziyi 2 zama truck athwela ama cold drink ngithi kusho ukuthi ningana lapho le mali leyo izigidigidi uyabona. And then basically that's what I saw, ukuthi I am preoccupied with myself will, and the father worked in me, he worked in me. I remember telling omunye umfundisi ngathi yo mina if uNkulunkulu ufuna ukungenza umfundisi ngiyomtshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngiyacela uNkulunkulu wami ungangenza umfundisi. Makabuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi why, ngithi yo bheka abafundisi bakho banjani, yo lezi ayicathulo ezibheke phezulu, so mshumayele size sibhoboke ngaphansi. Hayi ngiqeda ukuba i-street kids Sipho man, ngiqeda ukuhlala ngaphandle for many years, ngiqeda ukudla eyitradeni for many years, sengiyabuyela futhi. Self will ite hawa, ya isho njalo self will hawa ukasikhonahala akasiyetse dideng angithi ngibuya trivi akasiyetse dideng kahana me bra kahana. Yeah, man. And it is, that is how we do. We go presumptuously and we want to do our thing at the expense of the things. That's why he says they built their threshold next to my threshold. Bakama tempel wabo. E tempelin lam. Baya zenzelu matanda. Isaiah 28:12 says, to whom he said, this is the rest which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. When the Father says, here is the Messiah, this is the rest with you. The promises that I'm saying through the word, they point to the Messiah, yet the people did not hear. They wanted their own thing. Baloku bacula sithi lubusha bethu angazi ukuthi ubusha buphenduke iplate yenyama ne polish. It is said we see those kinds of things really coming across, and it's not only young people, everybody, and even those who are leading massive churches, they are building a legacy. Anointu mtanake lo ongathathi kahle uzithandela izinto zakhe eziphuma endleleni, but uzothatha abe umfundisi. Sebayamtrainer vele. Yena ne-keyboardist bacedile umsebenzi ebawenzayo e-youthini yabo sister. Angikhuluma nje kahle, sebenze loko. Hey, naba abantwana bayazalwa bafana nomuntu oyi-1 lapha enkonzweni.
Bayakhula esontweni.
Ya, bayatshela abujabulani, bayabatshela basese abantu abasha, Jabu, shatalo yamasinyane before ahamba. Kanti uyazi ukuthi sekatshala imbewu lapha yana. Hawuse mangalo ujabulani uyashata, maceke ukushata ujabulani after 6 months. Jabu.
Congratulations.
It's a miracle. Hayi miracle. It's a miracle. Wow, Jabu strong man, Jabu strong indodana. Umhlophe qhwa leso skathi.
Eish.
Fana nendodana kamfundisi. Kwenzeka lezo zinto lezo, angithi ne. Hayi bana baka man, libo brother linelinetsi libathusanya nor basikathaba baya kuntle. Bashukuthini mar? Bathabo brother nibuba siza ba ukuthi bangabaleki baye ngaphandle. Bashukuthini? We talk about self-will. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together through up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, hanging out with Jablan Dominic, Sipho Paulos, and the Mxo.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 0800-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. You can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There you go, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. And of course, we are talking about self-will. To whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest." In other words, here is the gospel that would heal the ones who are weary. He speaks to his people. In other words, go and be the light. And here is the light where you would light for those who are in the dark. And then he says, even so, they would not hear, which means they refused. They wanted to kanyisa ngendlela yabo abafuna ngayo. They wanted to speak the gospel ngendlela yabo abafuna ngayo. They wanted to be a chosen nation ngendlela yabo abafuna ngayo. This is the case even today. Sipho, what comes to mind?
It is amazing from this. Wow, what a topic. And this topic here today, it is not even the self-introspection, because it's all about why are we being saved? Because if we don't really take God serious, which it is not for our own good, but it's for his own kingdom to be expounded and earth, used by him as his vessels. You've touched many things from this. Goodness is the love mercy couldn't straight to which he says we look stubbornness. We want our way to make things to twisting scriptures and verses so that we can suit our own things, building our own empires. And all those things from this is that makes us to lose God perfectly. Which I remember the little in Kulme works in his part, but not in it taps in bese emotion tanda kaNkulunkulu wakhe. Wathiwa kukaNgalot gijima uzifike entabeni ungabheki emuva. The self will said look back. Ngale sikhathi ebuka back, it becomes the salt. And used to discuss how in the long wagon comes with it, he was not allowing God's perfect will to be done in her life. But he was able to tell me really act and then one mess up everything. And that is why I take it to a personal level now from this good Jehovah since the sea where goodness in Jolara is Bunara V Tan. Latin Gulung Lexen Sipo go you should my late Andrel. Listen, let you know, let me go to Tobelaya. The self will, and when they go there, who's about Martin Schumacher, but Nibero and Lani Lamukulu, Nijemo Chona, what you watch me, any Niva, why are it harashish? And you will hear to find this, yeah, bear of Sumbuti, you are no longer able to spread the good news to all. How many times ministers and preachers they are Laguni, Daukona, Gune Mali, Babisama Ken, the Mobagune Mali,
yes.
Because it is the self will practice. Umetukulum go, you shumala, pislobo, la paya, enganini, la paya, liam kukuli, masquata can.
Yeah.
You calculate, no. What is it that can come out there? Money, whatever. He said, winfulness, ihamba, not by faith. Maliki Bible, we have to walk by faith, not by sight. Self will always look with our naked eyes. You know, I would have learned what you are, Haman Abraham, Lord, what you are, Abanga, we, Ketani Dao, Nesuga, Nabani Bale, who Lord, were Ketin Dao, Lakona, Ingomas, like a writer of Nasha. But one has with that place, it is not covered in the grace of God. That's why we work on this, Wabona Galutu is not there. And that is why nothing from this is happening at a personal level. Is it a self will or God's perfect? career that I'm doing is God's perfect will or my will, which I'm going to impel and miracle. So the self will topic and I'm trying to this in the booty needs soul and in Nugama Paputi. Is it the right spouse that God has appointed for me? Or is it just Nugama Hips, Nabuki Kala, Nabuku Gosamusala? Ah, the self will for this is selfish. The self will for this it is. I know what I can is best, what is best for me. Just wait a minute, God. Then I said, better. The thing is, come, Lord, here, come and rescue me. And in our phone is me, Unkulugula lang legale, Musipote. It's self will, he is treating Negin and Velin, Bandeba Shumaela, their own doctrine, their own empires, but Bildela is system Yahweh doctrine, a kind of Amakamaneta, Amaminisaneta, ma.
Hey.
I want to come from this mobile. Kutua is a Sipo Paulus ministry. It is a long
way.
But if you see what has been preached there, it's not the perfect will of God. Lastly, itself willfulness, it does not allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us into all truth. It is only the matter of competition. Then, that's when then I come back to self will it is the spirit of prodigality. Prodigal son, a poor mayati, nipogwam, nefalam, self will. Ya puma, ya shagaza gong now. In short, if only self will, it is the prodigality spirit that operates to one so that his will is being done. Not involving God in whatever he or she does.
I hear you quite well, my friend. Thank you so much. We are talking about self-will. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are talking about self-will as to what this is all about. The very notion of it, how do we see it, and what does the word say on this issue? You know, I'd like to bring everything to the word as to what the word say or says in this issue. Now, look, I am looking at Deuteronomy again. Let me bring it back. I'm looking at Deuteronomy again, and let me bring it back to you, Jabu. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Elohim and presumptuously went up in the mountain. Which means it's people who say, no, we will run the church in this manner. We will run the services in this manner. Not in the manner that the Father describes or prescribes, but in the manner that we see fit. And it says, my theology and job. It says, fundile, it's not my degree. It's a bit of a hotel. Hey, my daughter. Mind you, it says, I'm going to go to the hotel. So that everything can be scientifically verified. Utini get up.
Yeah, indeed. A great topic, my friend, about being self-willed. So what I can say, basically, it's just going against the will of God, because we know that the Father has got his own will for our lives. So, but when we are self-willed, it's when we are living according to our own will at the expense of the Father's will. So it means we are doing things according to how we feel, how we think, how we are influenced, and how we see in the world things are done. But not as per the instruction of the Father, as you are quoting Deuteronomy there, where the children of Israel went according to what they thought, you know, what they saw, how they felt, you know. That is being self-willed. When we are proud, actually it goes together also with pride. You know, when we are operating under pride, that is when we will see also actually our own will manifesting at the expense of the will of the Father. You know, also submission is a very important also ministry. You know, that can also really help us to really not be self-willed when we understand that we are to submit ourselves to the Father and to one another. You know, people who are self-willed, they can never submit. That is why, if I'm self-willed, my friend, like, I can never submit. Like, you know, you will correct me with one thing, and then now you will no longer be my friend. Sipo will be my friend. And Sipo will correct me with something, I'll leave, and then Mfundisi Umoza will be my friend. That's a self-willed person. They can never take correction. They can never be teachable. They can never submit. They can never, you know, actually learn from others because of they live according to their own will. You know, if you check in the book of Jeremiah 17:9, the word of God says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So when we make decisions according to how we feel, how our hearts feel, not how the Father has directed us, not how the Father has instructed, that is being self-willed. You know, it means we just, if I feel like, you know, starting a church, I start a church because I feel like, you know, or I'm offended, maybe I was corrected as I was saying, therefore I feel like I can also do my own, do it my own church. You know, my heart is serious. They even advise that follow your heart. But is it the heart of God? Is it the heart of the Father? Is it the will of the Father? Is it the instruction of the Father that you are following? Or you are following your heart that is deceitful and cunning above all things? So that is being self-willed. When we cannot look at other people as better than ourselves, we are always the center of attention. We are always the ones who must shine, whom people must look up to. You quoted a bishop that is threatened because of the progress of a believer or the blessings of a believer. You know, it's because of the bishop wants to be the center of attraction or of attention. Every focus must be on him. When now it seems like God has shifted the focus to another person, they feel threatened. Yes. That is being self-willed. You know, you don't understand that the very blessings that you've been enjoying, also the you know, like other believers, they deserve, you know. Their chance will come, their time will come. And it doesn't mean that because the spotlight is not on you, God has forsaken you or he has rejected you. No, it's just that it's their season, as much as it was your season also. But if you are self-willed, you cannot understand that. You always want to be the one. Just to be the point of, you know, attention. That is being self-willed. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you just joined us, we are talking about self-will. What it is even all about, the dangers of self-will, and what the word of the Father is saying concerning this.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Jablan Dominic and also Sipho Paulo Sghatebe. Ha! Ngiyashisa namhlanje la pesta nere, 24 degrees. Abantu bajabule bafileke nami bajabule ukujabula lokuyana okwaziyo. And of course also Mfundisi Motha, we are hanging out and we are talking about self-will, what it is even all about, the scourge of self-will, the dangers of self-will, and the warnings of the word with regards to self-will. When are we self-willed? We'll read the word so that we can understand. And so far it is when we basically would not listen but rebel against the command of the Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 43. And then Isaiah 28:12 says, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. In other words, go, this is the rest in which you will lead others to rest, which means this is the peace of the Father with which you will lead others to peace. But it says, the word says, yet they would not hear. The very same one who are called, the very same one who are called the nation of the Most High, they would not hear. He said, look, this is the rest with which you will make the rest of the people to experience the rest of the Father which is in you. But they did not listen to that. They didn't want that. He osakhumbula abantu nabo bazifunela uNkulunkulu ofana nabo.
Yeah, osiyami.
Baba phusawule uSawule. Mawahamba wabheka ukuthi uSawule kusho ukuthini, uzohleka. That is why the Apostle Paul's name was changed from Saul to Paul.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because the meaning of Saul is something else. Anyway, we are touching this very issue. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, is happening throughout up to 7 o'clock. This is Radio Pulpit.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
There you go. Wakho
wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo. And of course, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Motha. I am looking at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. It says, "For thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence, ne, shall be your strength. But you would not." And then self-will means rebelling against the resolve of the Father, the solutions of the Father, the salvation of the Father, the plans of the Father. Because look at it. It says, "For thus says the Elohim, the Holy One of Yisrael, in returning," it means when you repent, "in returning and rest, you shall be saved." When you return to me, when you... How? Ukhona le ngoma ecula umfundisi ugama, upmara mabazithobe abantwana ababizwa ngegama lami. Niyazi Sipho?
Bazithobe.
Angiyithisho njalo ne. Yebo, yebo. And they would not. They would not return to him. They would not return to his rest, which means his salvation and his peace. They would not repent. They would not return to his salvation and peace. Even though he has made this as a promise to them, yet they would not. The concept "would not" is different from the concept "could not." When it says they would not, it means they exercised their will. That is why they would not.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Demko, Ganwam. Usese kona, Demko.
Kona, Mkondisi.
Aisha, Mkona, Misha, Aisha.
Absolutely, Mkondisi. It means they had all the powers to do it, to return, and to repent. But they decided not to do so.
Hey,
in other words, his self-will, Mfundisi Lana, sibona ngokuthi when one rejects even the salvation of the Father, because it gives them guarantee, says that when you return unto me, you shall have rest, you shall have peace. But now, instead of listening to the Father and obeying his word, they decide to go their own way. This is where we see a self-will, when one has been told what to do by the Father, but he decides to go his own way because he thinks he's more clever. This is uNkulunkulu ukuhlakanipha kwasezweni kobula phambi kukaNkulunkulu. So when one rejects the word and the commandment of the Father, they become disobedient to the word of God, which means now you are exercising your self-will. You spoke earlier, Mfundisi, you even quoted abantwana bakwa Israel. They even said, go Samuel, but he chose us a king, like other nations. In other words, when you a person who's self-willed, he leaves the ways of the Father and follow the ways of the world. And let us not be conformed to the standard of this world.
Yes.
And I love God when he responds to Samuel, because one person has
And God said to him, ungakhathazekubalalele, because they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me.
Hey,
so in other words, when we reject our Lord and Savior Christ himself, the book of Logos says, asifuni ukuthi lendodana na isibuse. You are rejecting the Messiah himself, then you follow the way. And when people follow their will or they do as they please, because a self-willed means you do as you please.
Yeah.
When the logo kuthandayo ngalesi sikhathi esifundayo without following the ways of the Father. We find abantwana bakwa Israel, uMose yabatshela said, the Lord said to me, I must tell you that you should not go up to the mountain. You should not go up and fight. Because I am not amongst you, because they have rejected God, and it's even giving them instructions. But now they just presumably so assume what to know God is with us. So kuna lento le ukuthi umuntu ngokuthi nje namhlanje ekuzwakala ngathi ushumayele kahle bakutshela ukuthi hayi, you go and start your own church. Okanye namhla engafuna ukuthi no uNkulunkulu akubelanga kakusho lokho.
Hey madoda,
asakubeke ukuthi you must just serve lapha yena umfundisi uReally Hood. But now ebese umela amaphiko self will abantu aba abenza intando yabo umfundisi bagcina bane pride. And if pride, umfundisi lithi uNkulunkulu Psalms 10 verse 2, it says that the wicked in his pride persecute the poor, and let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. You know, maune mbagamo, you even have ama plans amabi. Because you want ukuthi kubonakale wena. And self will mfundisi, it is when we even turn or change the word of God and see manipulate people just ukuthi benze intando yami and using the word of God and using at the expense of the word of the word of the Father. You manipulate people ukuthi mabenze lento efunwa nguwe.
Yeah, I hear you. Now ngiyakuzwa mngani wami. Ngiyakuzwa. Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And I just want to say to you, we are talking about self-will and what it is about. We are touching base on that. What does the word of the Father say with regards to that? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. What is self-will today? How do you see it amongst ourselves? And of course, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That is 012-334-1322. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthinike ngalolu daba. Right. Self-will, in many instances and cases, is described in the word as a form of rebellion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Sipho, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. It says, then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god and shall speak blasphemies against the Yahuwah, who is above all gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. The purpose of the fight says, for what has been determined shall be done. Self-will is when we exalt ourselves above the knowledge of the Father, man. Kukhona abantu abazibiza ama faith mission, abanye bazibiza ama baptists, abanye bazibiza ama yini ama assemblies, abanye bazibiza ama kher, abanye bazibiza ama, they all call themselves according to their own churches. And they run things according to their own will. That which they have devised to be befitting to them. And this is bringing a wrath that is determined. It's bringing a punishment. No laga lukwa nkulunkulu. Olko ndiselwe logo. Hey, Moto. Sipo.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. And remember from the book of Genesis and today, the Revelation, Matthew 3, where we see self, it makes us to be far away from the perfect will of God.
Yeah.
And you check the original Adam Makala, went to a sinful nature and because of the self will. Self will, yes, no. Didn't just listen to the snake, then he went out and then on the summit. And Mugu got a day back from Poshom or whatever, connected together, but they were building something for their own name.
Because
this self will be finally was a mini Kamala.
Yeah.
I think Mugu was a challenging question. How many times have I put this body come to my church?
You'll see a difference.
Can stop suffering when you see who is no longer Christ in the center of your ministry, but it is their own upliftment and self empowering, self status diggers. Uganga can fully see Abandibana in Tom is Abu Pafa, Abu Pacha, Emma Rubina, who is the Tomba by the same time, even the crosses that they do earlier in India on your neck. Yakob is good. This is a self will. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24, 80. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsel and their own stubbornness of their evil heart and went back and not forward. It is true for this good. The self will in a self, in our own counsel, in a stubbornness, parad. Nibali evil heart. So while we no longer allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide us to our truth, remember, he's no hammer with the flesh. And all the Galatians chapter 5 fruit of the flesh is going to be there. It's no longer applying ease with Uncle Guba. Ease Uncle Guba, neither guide and instruments and good men would see one spirit in one accord. But this self doctrine ministry is not calling away. It will be found that it's calling the Ule date, then follow that. That's self will. And self will is too dangerous because he ends with the flesh or our flesh dominate and the Spirit of God becomes recessive.
Absolutely. We really need to be very much cognizant of the fact Yoguti self-will is setting us at odds with the Father. It is turning us the opposite direction of the direction of the Father. And that is where we are messing up. We are setting a course against the Father. I mean, who will succeed against the Father? Who will succeed against the Father? You know, we are setting ourselves at a course that we do not need to be at. And that's a big problem. Nevertheless, we are taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. the very notion of self-will. Kuzenzela umathanda. Kuzenzela intando yakho. Kunentando kaNkulunkulu ukhethe yakho. Uke wabona abantu wejabulane bahlonipha isembatho kodwa bangahloniphi uNkulunkulu. Umuntu athi phela mina nginentolibhantshi kodwa uNkulunkulu akanaye. Abantu bahlonipha ijoyini Sipho, makayifaka istash laphayana mfo ubone na ukuthi hayi kushoda net, kushoda tinsiba, kushoda tinsiba ehamba yongena eparadise.
Hamba kancane.
Kancane.
Ya, uyesizoda.
Kodwa
ngangibanje lapho namfundi ngithanda ijoyini, baka ngibeke ukuthi umzima wakho is the temple of service.
Hey madoda. Nayo ke inkinga enkulu. And it is sad that we see these things coming across. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729 and talk to us there. When do you think self-will is even all about?
We do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.